you know, Aretha Franklin, you know, always used to use the word real. That was one of her most often used words. You know, she would describe something as being good if it were real. And I sort of interpret that to mean that there's something in the essence of whatever she's discussing or describing that is central to the human condition, you know. And I think that that really is the word that really defined her, because she was so real. There wasn't a lot of artifice in how she sang, in what she sang, and in the subjects that she sang about.
Musician and music author John Kruth.
I can think about, you know, growing up as a kid and seeing, you know, what was happening with civil rights and how Aretha's music played right into that, played into civil rights, played into women's rights, and just how powerful it all was and how beautiful it all was. And I mean, she had a voice like Ray Charles, in the sense that it's one of the lasting voices of all time. And everyone who ever tried to sing, male or female, would always go to Aretha, just the same way they went to Ray. I mean, we all learned how to sing listening to Aretha Franklin records. Though, of course, very few of us could sing like that.
If you want my love, if you really do, don't be afraid, baby. Just ask me. Yeah, I know I'm gonna give it to you.
And you are listening to this wonderful special about Aretha Franklin here on KABU, your community connection. Please do connect with us at 877-500-5266. That's the number to call to become a member of KABU this morning, or to renew your membership to KABU. Perhaps you have been a monthly contributor. Perhaps you are a sustaining member, and that you've had that sustaining membership for a while, and you know it's true that once you start it, it's pretty easy to kind of forget about it. It just sort of happens automatically. Well, maybe this is that time to bump it up just a dollar or two every month and increase your support to KABU Community Radio. Please do consider that option when you're dialing 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
And Ani, you know, I grew up listening to Aretha. I think I was 15 when she burst on the scene, so I'm one of the lucky ones who was there for her whole career. And I thought I knew her, but even with all that aside, this Respect for Aretha show has told me things I didn't know. I didn't realize she'd been recorded at age 15 singing in her church. You know, and this is the kind of information, the kind of cultural update that you're getting from this edition of Stage and Studio. So please show your support for this effort by calling 877-500-5266. And I ran through that quickly, so I'm going to slow it down. 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm and click on that donate button. But in either case, take this opportunity and reconfirm your commitment for your community radio station. We're suggesting that perhaps the right approach would be to look at it as just a dollar a day. A dollar a day is really just a couple of lattes a month. And for a dollar a day, you can be outfitted in the KBOO black beanie and the KBOO hoodie and make a fashion statement this fall. So please call 877-500-5266 and join so many others who have called this morning to reconfirm their commitment to their community radio station. Be part of the membership. Take an interest in your community radio station and be involved. By becoming a member, you get to vote. You have a voice in the direction that KBOO goes, whether it's in news, public affairs, music, culture. Once you become a member, you have a say, and your say is, and your voice is just as powerful as any other member. So make your voice heard. Go to 877-500-5266 and make that commitment. Become a member. Join the thousands who are already members of KBOO and keep Portland's community radio station vibrant and on the air for another 50 years. If you're feeling a little shy and you don't want to call on the phone, you can go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. You can even get to us by going to your cell phone KBOO app. But whichever way you do it, choose this time, take this opportunity, and become a member. And if you become a member, you will be entered into our contest where today's opportunity, a chance to win a $200 gift certificate to Next Adventure. So call 877-500-5266. Our operators are waiting to talk to you, and they can talk about the other swag that's available. Because I understand, Ani, we have quite a few things.
We surely do. We surely do. And one of those things that we have are tickets, right? And if you are listening to this program, and I dare say you are, lest you not hear me actually mention that, then perhaps you are, in fact, a music lover. I know, you know, again, like I was saying earlier, KBOO doesn't just keep you abreast of what's happening politically, but also culturally. And we connect with the music scene, and we have many, many, many tickets to give away this morning as a thank you gift when you call 877-500-5266. With your $60 contribution, you could pick up a pair of tickets to see Dirty Revival, which has to be one of my favorite local bands. They are amazingly energetic as they perform soul, R&B, and rock in this amazing mix. They're going to be playing at Mississippi Studios, and again, that's your contribution of $60. We'll also get you a pair of tickets to see Dirty Revival. We have tickets to see Leo Kottke as well. I mean, talk about a timeless classic. Leo Kottke coming to town, and with your contribution of, I need to learn my alphabet more, but your contribution to KBOO can get you a pair of tickets to see Leo Kottke. Actually, those are gone. Oops, my mistake. But call on in. This is that moment. Call into KBOO Community Radio right now at 877-500-5266. Ask Kyle. Ask Tamron. What do we have for tickets? You would like to go to a show, and you'd like to go on KBOO's guest list. Please do give us a call. Connect in with KBOO. Contribute to your community radio station. Help us reach our $200 goal this morning that we are looking to raise before noon. And, you know, do your part to support community and community radio. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. With your contribution, no matter what size, know that the real gift you are getting is KBOO and your connection to community as it grows stronger and stronger through your participation with community radio. 877-500-5266.
And Ani, I think you make an important point. Contribution to your community radio station is important. Certainly, our listeners know that much of the content and many of the people involved with the station are volunteers, but the station is not free. It doesn't run for free. I understand that our tower and transmission fees a year are $60,000.
Yes, absolutely.
So we need your support to keep those fundamental, those basic costs under control and keep providing you with the news, public affairs, and music and cultural affairs programming that you've come to love. Go to 877-500-5266 and become a member, or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. But whichever way you do, take this opportunity to become a member of your radio community. Be involved, make your voice heard, and show your support for KBOO. Again, give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm and click on that donate button. But whichever way, please do it now.
Life is like his soul, never down in his soul.
You're listening to Some Respect for Aretha, a retrospective of the career of Aretha Franklin, who passed away in August of 2018. I'm Paul Ingalls, and we're joined today by some great music writers and commentators, including first Gwen Tompkins of the public radio program Music Inside Out, and then Ann Powers of NPR Music.
Losing Aretha Franklin is something that sends you to bed with the covers over your head. You know, it's one of those events that logic tells you has to happen, but with every other fiber of your being, you're hoping that it never happens, because Aretha Franklin means so much to me and to, you know, millions and millions of other people who are here with us and who've passed on.
So often an artist like Aretha Franklin is remembered kind of abstractly, but I think the thing about Aretha is that we all live with her in our hearts. You know, she was a presence in our lives for so many decades and never stopped being that vivid presence. So although, of course, I mourn her loss, I'm very, very grateful that I got to live in the world next to her.
And the knocking of the tree that's where we always meet, hiding in shadow where we don't.
Music writer Ashley Kahn.
When Aretha arrived, there was this idea that there was black music and there was white music. And white music was much more about mainstream pop American music. The first kind of attack on that, if you will, you know, to kind of make everyone question whether that was the right way of looking at popular American music was, of course, Motown. And Motown did, in fact, kind of pull back a little bit on the blackness, at least at the start of the 60s. But they were kind of the Trojan horse that got into the mainstream of American popularity. And the fact that you saw the Supremes and the Temptations and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles on television, you know, doing their dance steps, etc., was a door opener. But the person who really delivered black American music to the top of the charts and created this permanent place within mainstream pop America for the sound of black America was Aretha Franklin. So she was the one who did not pull back at all on anything to do with her blackness in her sound, in the way that she delivered her music, in showing exactly who she was. And that's why she was so important to the civil rights struggle, to the tenor of the 1960s, and everything that changed after that.
Happens in the aftermath of Aretha Franklin's passing is that her whole career is reassessed. Not just her hits, not just her groovy, arty, early 70s albums, as great as those albums are, but, you know, her 80s stuff, her connections with hip-hop in the 90s.
Aretha sometimes was given some mediocre material that, you know, one might wonder about. But even later things, Freeway of Love and Covering the Stones' Jumpin' Jack Flash. I prefer I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, but Aretha's take on both Freeway of Love and Jumpin' Jack Flash is still electrifying.
Aretha Franklin makes me proud to be an American. She really does. I mean, it was always about the music for me, and particularly about soul music that was happening in the 1960s in the face of all the racism and all the violence and all the problems. The music always carried a positive message that made everybody feel good. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. Look at all the movies and how this music has been used for years in soundtracks. This music has been an absolute gift to us, and God bless Aretha Franklin for it.
I'm so happy that Aretha Franklin was with us during the Obama administration, that she got to have this moment of true recognition when Barack Obama was president, singing at the inauguration, the Kennedy Center honors. These were crowning moments in her career and really solidified her place for a new generation.
I am so pleased to introduce world-renowned musical artist Aretha Franklin to sing My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
I think that she really delighted in stealing a scene and in re-establishing herself in the center of everyone's understanding of music.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweetest.
when she appeared at the Kennedy Center Honors with the then president and also with the wonderful Carole King, who was being honored, I mean, that is one of the greatest moments of television, period. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have watched that. I love watching that performance. And it has everything that makes Aretha so precious to us all. Her at the piano with that wonderful kind of slightly churchified air, you know?
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
You know, with her, you know, massive mink coat, you know what I mean? So visually, she's stunning. And then when she steps away from the piano.
When that really takes off is when Aretha throws her coat off and goes to church on that song. She takes it to church with her voice. The audience just immediately gets it and responds and takes it to another level.
It's a chilling and it's a thrilling moment. And what's just the cherry on top of the parfait is just how excited Carole King is to see Aretha in such fine form and to have Aretha, you know what I mean, sing with her. You know what I mean? Aretha singing out to the crowd and Carole King is singing to Aretha. And it's just like this incredible moment. It's just amazing.
Aretha Franklin is one of those American artists like Louis Armstrong who encapsulates not just one musical era or one style, but the whole of American popular music. Really, she is that big of a figure, and I think we have to try to grasp all of her to appreciate any of her. We have to understand Aretha's jazz, her gospel, her singer-songwriter side, her piano playing, her adventurousness when it came to working with different producers, her attitude, her sass, her connection with her sisters, all of it. So really, I think we need to have maybe a month of national mourning, maybe a year, and let that mourning turn into celebration, because Aretha Franklin deserves it more than anyone.
Thanks to Ann Powers, Gwen Tompkins, Rob Bowman, John Kruth, and Ashley Kahn for commentary for this hour. I'm Paul Ingalls. Some Respect for Aretha can be heard again at the Public Radio Exchange online at prx.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks, Aretha. I'm able to carry on. I tell you that it's been a long. It always been uphill, Johnny, all the way. But I know, I know, I know, I know a change is gonna come.
The change is gonna come. My goodness, such powerful music, such powerful words from Aretha Franklin. I'm Ani. I'm here with Ray this afternoon. And, well, it's close to the afternoon, isn't it? At your community radio
it's
station.
It's almost there.
And we are getting there together. That's right. You, our listeners, right now, please do pitch in to support KBOO, your community radio station. We are here for you, and it is time to hear from you to become a new member of KBOO Community Radio or to renew your membership right now at 877-500-5266 or online. You can do it at kboo.fm. Everyone who calls 877-500-5266 today will be entered for your chance to win a prize. Today's drawing is for a $200 gift certificate from Next Adventure. So you can get all of the rules and details on the prizes at our website, kboo.fm. But that is today's prize drawing, a $200 gift certificate for our Next Adventure. Please do give us a call right now and become a member of KBOO Community Radio, because everyone wins with community radio. We are the people's media. We provide news and information, public affairs, commentary, opinions, news analysis, panel discussions, talk radio. And then we also, provide music, poetry, information about literary arts and performing arts. We are kind of your full-service community connection made by and for the community, so, and supported by you, our listeners. So please support us right now with your membership. Just $10 a month can get us so far, and it is so easy for most people who are listening right now to do. Just pick up the phone and dial and commit $10 a month to your community, 877-500-5266.
And Ani, you know, you were mentioning earlier that we have a ticket book full of tickets, and I was just flipping through it and realized that one of the opportunities we have for tickets for our members, and there's only one pair, is for Dave Mason and Steve Cropper. So for the old guys and old gals in the audience like me, they'll probably remember that Dave Mason is one of the original members of Traffic, and Steve Cropper was Otis Redding's guitar player and fellow author of Dock of the Bay. So, you know, a golden opportunity. Please, members, don't let this get away. Call, pick up the phone, 877-500-5266, and become a member or renew your membership today. If you're near the computer or you're listening online, you can get to us at kboo.fm and click on donate. But whichever way you choose to do it, this is your chance to show your support for your community radio station and renew that membership and keep us strong for another 50 years. We're now one of the oldest, if not the oldest, community radio station in the country. Isn't that correct, Ani?
It is true. The oldest independently supported community radio station. And that's where you come in, my friends. Please do come in right now. Support your community radio station. Ensure our longevity into the future. And ensure your connection to the airwaves. Please access your community radio station right now and participate actively at 877 500 5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch provided by Aviv, located at 1125 Southeast Division Street. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Aviv serves vegan-friendly Middle Eastern cuisine. Dinner provided by Boke Bowl with two locations, 1028 Southeast Water Ave and 1200 Northwest 18th at Northrop. Boke Bowl serves ramen with handmade noodles, unique slow-simmered dashis, and more. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The fall drive prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214,